Okay, Al-Ha'iyya. We haven't got much time, inshallah. It'll take about 5-10 minutes, inshallah, to get some benefit from this amazing poem. Bismillah, alhamdulillah, salatu salam, and nabiyyina Muhammad wa alayhi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Okay, last lesson, we went through the second, وَلَا تَكُوا بِدِعِيًا لَعَلَّكَ تُفْلِحُ. And we defined bid'ah. What was the definition of, and don't be an innovator in order for you to attain, or in order for you, or maybe you be successful, or maybe you be, or might be successful. And then we define bid'ah linguistically. It was. Are you sure? Okay, but tell me the definition. Linguistically, what's the definition of bid'ah? You're right, because I was sitting there. Now. Huh? Now, to bring something that wasn't there before. And the definition of it according to the Quran and Sunnah. From who, by the way? Imam al-Shatibi, rahimahullah ta'ala. What did he say? I want it in order. Tariqatu fi al-Din. Number one, a path in the religion. Mukhtara. A path in the religion that's newly invented, that's not from the religion. Thirdly, and it's similar to the religion. And the intent is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I don't want to leave this topic for some reason. There's some points that I'd like to discuss with my brothers, inshallah. We mentioned hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, hadith of Aisha. How many hadith did she mention with regards to this issue?
Two.
And where were they narrated? In Bukhari Muslim. Now, which one was the one that was narrated in Sahih Muslim? Man amila amilan laysa alayhi amruna. Whoever does an action that is not from this affair, it is what? Rejected. And this is a hadith that's in Muslim. And what does this hadith mean? This hadith means that any action that is in difference with the sunnah of the Prophet, then it's what? Rejected. Whether it's sins, whether it's business transactions, or whether it's marriage issues and so forth, mu'amalat, or it's issues of bid'ah and so forth. It incorporates all of this. And this is a general hadith, and this is in Sahih Muslim. As for the other hadith of Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, which is in Sahih Bukhari, rahimullah, man ahdatha fi hadha ma laysa fahuwa rad. Whoever introduces a newly invented matter to this religion that's not from it, then it's what? Rejected. This is specifically for bid'ah. And we mentioned that in this dunya, everything is halal for us until proven otherwise. And the proof of that is? هو الذي خلق لكم في الأرض جميعا. He's the one that created for you everything on the earth for you. يعني halal for you. So this shows that the origin is that everything in the dunya is halal until there's proof. For example, drinking and alcohol. We have proof that it's haram. So drinking is halal in general, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made specifically alcohol haram. And as for the deen, what's the origin of the deen regards to actions? Everything is what? Haram until proven halal through the Quran and the sunnah. And the proof of this is from the hadith of who? Aisha, okay. Now, what we must realize when we talk about the Salaf and their Mu'amala and how they were with the people of innovation is obviously we know from the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ that he warned against innovating in the deen, and we have narrations from the companions warning against innovation from the deen. Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, Ahl al-Sunnah niqawat al-Muslimin. هم خير الناس للناس أهل السنة نقاوة المسلمين هم خير الناس للناس. Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah رحمه الله تعالى, he said in Manhaj al-Sunnah, he said in his book Manhaj al-Sunnah, that the أهل السنة, the people of the Sunnah, are the purest from the Muslims. The people of the Sunnah are the purest from the Muslims. Why? Because they are the best of people to people. They are the best of people to people. They're the ones who show mercy to the people by educating them about the sunnah of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. by educating them about worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, establishing tawheed. But also, they are the most merciful to the creation from the creation, because they warn against shirk and they warn against bid'ah. They are merciful to the people because they warn against the innovation so they don't fall into it. As was mentioned in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where he says, "Al-Iman bid'ah wa sab'ina shu'bah," that Iman is of 70 or 60 odd branches. وَأَدْنَاهَا إِمَاطَةُ الْأَذَى عَنِ الطَّرِيقِ. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, أَعْلَاهَا شَرٌ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَأَدْنَاهَا إِمَاطَةُ الْأَذَى عَنِ الطَّرِيقِ. The Prophet said, the highest station of Iman is La ilaha illallah, none deserves to be worshipped in reality except Allah. And the lowest is moving harmful objects from the path. And the ulama refute the people of innovation. They are moving the harmful obstacles in the path. وَأَنَّ هَذَا صِرَاطِي مُسْتَقِيمًا. This is my straight path, Allah says. The ulama who refute, and the people of the sunnah who refute the people of innovation, are clearing the obstacles away. And it's from Iman. And it's from Iman. That's why Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala, he said that Ahl al-Sunnah are the best of people to people. Because, for example, the person of innovation, when they have been refuted and their bid'ah has been reviled and points have been made, clarified to refute their innovation, it stops people from following them in their sins. It stops people from following them in their sins, and in that, their sins are lessened, inshallah. So the people of Sunnah, when they refute Ahlul Bid'ah, they're having mercy on them. That's the meaning of Shaykh al-Islam's statement, rahimahullah ta'ala. Like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, لِيَحْمِلُوا أَوْزَارَهُمْ كَامِلَةً يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَمِنْ أَوْزَارِ الَّذِينَ يَضِلُّونَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ عَلَى سَاءَ مَا يَزِرُونَ. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah An-Nahl, let them bear their sins completely on the Day of Judgment. The individual has sins. Let him bear, or them bear, their sins completely on the Day of Judgment. And also the sins of those who they led astray without knowledge. What an evil sin. So when we refute the people of knowledge, of bid'ah, we are lessening their sins for them by reducing those who follow them. This is mercy, which is why the people of the sunnah are the most merciful of people. Keeping quiet on innovation, on innovation and regards to innovation is evil. Supporting innovation is evil. It's not ta'awun ala birr wa taqwa. It's not working together upon piety and righteousness. We, Ahl al-Sunnah, when we refute Ahl al-Bid'ah, we are showing mercy on them by reducing those who follow them, and therefore reducing their sins in Yawm al-Qiyamah, as is proof in this hadith, in this ayah and this verse in Surah An-Nahl. And the Prophet ﷺ said, "Man sanna fil Islam sunnatan sayya, falahu wizruha wa wizru man amalaha." Where the Prophet ﷺ said in the hadith of Jirir ibn Abdullah al-Bajali, in the hadith of Jirir ibn Abdullah al-Bajali, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, where the Prophet ﷺ said that whoever starts a way, an evil way in Islam, he will receive sins for that action that he's done that is not from Islam, a bid'ah. And he will receive the sins of those who follow them. So by refuting the people of Ahlul Bid'ah, the people of innovations, this is mercy. This is rahmah, this is mercy, akhi. It's permissible to speak and warn against them. This is mercy. Which is why Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, he said that Ahl al-Sunnah nuqatil al-Muslimin. The Ahl al-Sunnah, the people of the Sunnah, the Salafiyun, Ahl al-Athar, the people who stick to narrations, they are the purest of the Muslims because they're the best people to people. So, we find narrations that we mentioned, for example, some narrations from the Salaf, Sufyan al-Thawri, about the prohibition of sitting with Ahl al-Bid'ah. Do you remember that narration? What was the narration? When Sufyan al-Thawri rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, "Man jalasa sahibu billah bid'a la yakhruj an ish thalatha." That the person who sits with the person of innovation, he's not free from falling into one of these or three following things. The first one, that he becomes a fitna, a trial for other than him. Other people will see him sitting with a person of innovation and then may follow him. Friends may see him sitting with the people of innovation and advise him. He rejects it. Fitna is formed. The second, that either yaqa fi qalbi shay'an, that something will enter into his heart from the innovation of that person, and it won't leave. It won't leave his heart. Or thirdly, he says, I'm okay, I trust myself, arrogantly. And therefore he's destroyed. Imam al-Ajuri mentioned an important benefit. And before I mention that, it's important to know that from the way of the Salaf is not to argue and debate with the people of innovation. From the way of our Salaf is not to argue and debate from the people of innovation. As we mentioned before, from the statement of Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, where he said, "Man ja'ala dinahu aradan li khusumat akthara aw kathara tanaqqul." Where he said, whoever leaves his religion as a point or a state to be disputed with and argued with, then he will move from position to position. He will change. He'll never be on a straight path all the time. He'll jump. And we have a narration here from Al-Ajuri, rahimahullah ta'ala. It's in his book, Sharia, where he said, regards to some type of misconception sometimes we have, regards to, does this individual, should we advise him? If I argue with him, then maybe I'm advising him. Which is what a lot of brothers fall into. Yani, they think by disputing with the people of innovation, this is giving them da'wah. Imam al-Ajuri, rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, فَإِنْ قَالَ قَائِلْ وَإِنْ كَانَ رَجُلٌ قَدْ عَلَّمَهُ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلْ عِلْمًا فَجَاهُ رَجُلْ يَسْأَلُهُ عَنْ مَسْأَلَةِ فِي الدِّينِ يُنَازِعُهُ وَيُخَاصِمُهُ ثَرَى لَهُ أَنْ يُنَاظِرُهُ حَتَّى تُثْبِتْ أَوْ تَثَبَّتْ عَلَيْهِ الْحُجَّةِ وَيَرُدْ عَلَيْهِ قَوْلُهُ قِيلَ لَهُ هَذَا الَّذِي نُهِينَ عَنْهُ وَهُوَ الَّذِي حَذَرْنَاهُ مِنْ مَنْ تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ أَئِمَّةِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. Imam al-Ajuri rahimahullah ta'ala, he said that if an individual or someone says, and if a man who Allah has given him knowledge, Allah has bestowed him knowledge, if somebody comes to him asking him about issues of the religion and wanting to dispute with him and wanting to debate with him, this is somebody asking Imam al-Ajuri the question, by the way. They're asking him, they says, do you see that we dispute with him so we can establish the proofs on him and we refute him? Imam al-Ajuri rahimahullah ta'ala, he answered and he said, this what you're saying is that which we've been prohibited to do. And this is what the imma, the scholars of Islam, has warned against. And then the Sheikh continued and said, because in the way that the Sheikh, Imam al-Ajuri rahimahullah ta'ala, he does his book, he says, if it said this, then this. If it said this, then this. And then he says, if it said, فَإِنْ قَالَ قَائِلْ فَمَذَا تَسْنَعْ. If somebody says, what shall I do then? قِيلَ لَهُ, it is said to him, إِنْ كَانَ الَّذِي يَسْأَلُكَ مَسْأَلَتَهُ مَسْأَلَةً مُسْتَرْشِدْ إِلَى طَرِيقِ الْحَقِّ لَا مُنَاظِرَ فَأَرْشِدْهُ بِأَرْشَدْ مَا يَكُونُ مِنَ الْبَيَانِ بِالْعِلْمِ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ وَالسُنَّةِ. He said, rahimahullah ta'ala, that if the individual who comes to you, he's somebody who's seeking the truth, not to argue with him, then you present the truth to him with that which is from the Quran and the Sunnah, clarifying it based upon knowledge. وَإِنْ كَانَ يُرِيدُ مُنَاظِرَتَكْ وَمُجَادِلَتَكْ فَهَذَا الَّذِي كَرِهَهُ لَكَ الْعُلَمَاءُ فَلَا تُنَاظِرْهُ وَاحْذِرْهُ عَلَى دِينِكَ كَمَا قَالَ مَنْ تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ أَئِمَّةِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ إِنْ كُنْتَ لَهُمْ مُتَّبِعًا. He said, rahimahullah ta'ala, but if he's an individual who wants to argue with you, He wants a debate. Then this is the one that the ulama disliked of Islam. And he's talking about the Salaf before him. Because Imam Al-Ajuri was from the earliest of the scholars of the Sunnah. He said, this is what the ulama disliked. Do not debate with him. Be aware because of him. Be cautious with regards to your deen, your religion. Like the people from before had said. Like the people from before had said, if you really follow them. If you really follow the Salaf. So it's not for us to entertain individuals who come with shubahat. They come with misconceptions. This is not the way of our Salaf. People who bring innovations and want to bring doubts in our hearts. As we mentioned in the narrations of so many of the Salaf, like Abu Ayyub al-Sakhtiyani and Ibrahim al-Nakhai, when they would come to them to dispute, these ulama, would they listen to them? They'll say no. Not even a word. Not even a letter. Because the heart is weak. Because the heart is weak. And we have a narration from Ahmed ibn Tawus. Have we mentioned a narration with regards to his father before? Ahmed ibn Tawus ibn Kaysan al-Yamani. Ahmed ibn Tawus ibn Kaysan al-Yamani rahimahullah ta'ala. In the narration it says, عندما جاء الرجل من المعتزلة فجعل يتكلم فدخل ابن طاووس أصبعيه في أذنيه. When somebody from the Mu'tazila, and we mentioned the Mu'tazila before, who are they? Okay, but what do they believe? Naam, you can be in between kufr and belief, a station between two stations. Manzala bayna, manzalatain. And what else do they believe? Regards to the names and attributes of Allah. No, they deny all of Allah's attributes. No, those are the Asha'ira. The Mu'tazila, they deny all of Allah's attributes and they affirm His names. So they say Allah is knowledgeable with no knowledge. Ta'ala Allah an kawli mu'uluan kabira akhi, a'udhu billah. These individuals, they came. And Ahmed ibn Tawus, rahimahullah ta'ala, was there. And they started speaking. Immediately he put his fingers in his ears so he wouldn't listen to them. وَقَالَ لِإِبْنِهِ أَيْ إِبْنِي أَدْخِلْ أَصْبَعَيْكَ فِي الْأُذَنَيْكَ وَاشْتُدْ. He said, rahimahullah ta'ala, to his son, put your fingers in your ear and keep it tight. And he push it right into your ear. لَا تَسْمَى مِنْ كَلَامِهِ شَيْئًا. Don't listen to anything he says. Did he listen? Did he want to listen to what he had to say? Huh? No. He knew he was from the people of innovation, so he protected himself and he protected his son. This is the way of our Salaf. And by Ahmed ibn Tawus, rahimahullah ta'ala, doing this, is this mercy or not? Why is it mercy? This individual, Mu'tazili, he was coming with his bid'ah. One person less will listen and follow him in that. This is the manhaj of Salafi, akhi. So don't listen to those individuals who say, talking about innovation, alaykum salam tala, is this, and talking about innovation is that. Like we mentioned and saying that we should stay away from this type of issues because it's bid'ah, we shouldn't busy ourselves with it. No, the Ahl al-Sunnah are balanced. We know about the good things and we know about, and the proof of that is from what? The hadith of Hudhayfa we mentioned last time. Where Hudhayfa radiallahu anhu said, كَانَ النَّاسِ يَسْأَلُونَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ سَلَّمْ عَنْ الْخَيْرِ وَكُنْتُ أَسْأَلُهُ عَنِ الشَّارِ لِي مُخَافَةً أَنْ يُدْرِكُنِي. Where Hudhayfa radiallahu anhu, he said that people used to ask the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about the good things. I used to ask him about the bad things in order to save myself. وَكَذَٰلَكَ نُفَصِّلُ الْآيَاتُ وَلَسْتَبِينَ سَبِيلَيْشْ مُجْرِمِينَ. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Tawbah, and that's why We make our verses clear to make clear and in detail the paths of the criminals. Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, he said that the people with regards to knowing the good things and the bad things are four categories or four types of people. The first person is the one who knows the good in detail. And this is the explanation of the statement of Allah. And that's how we make our verses clear and details in order to make the paths of the criminals clear. He says that there are four different categories. The first of those is the one who knows the good things in detail. He studies the Tawheed. He studies Fiqh. He studies Adab. Al-Hasana. He studies good character. He studies the Sunnah of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam in detail, but he also studies the bad things in details. He studies the causes and the reasons for shirk. He studies bid'ah and its types and its forms and so forth. He studies bad character so he can avoid it. Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala said, these are the best of people. And this is what the companions of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam were upon. The second category is the individual who knows the good things in detail. He knows it in detail, but he doesn't know the bad things except generally. He says, rahimahullah ta'ala, that this individual is more likely going to fall into bad things because he doesn't know where it's coming from. He won't know when it hit him because he hasn't got knowledge of the bad things except in general. The third category of individual with regards to knowing the good things and the bad things is an individual who knows the bad things in detail, but he doesn't know the good things except generally. Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala said this individual more likely will reject the haqq. This individual will reject the truth because he's not aware of what the truth is, because all he knows in detail is the bad things. The third person, the fourth person or category is an individual who knows the good things in general and knows the bad things in general. He said, these people are like animals. He said, these individuals are like what? Animals who know generally where to look for their prey and generally what to avoid. So he mentioned this to show the importance of studying both sides. So when you hear the narrations of the Salaf, of disliking the people of innovation, of hating the people of innovation, don't turn your cheek away. Don't frown. This is for our good. And this is the way of our Salaf. They were people of fiqh. They were people of knowledge. They wrote books of fiqh. They wrote books of jurisprudence, Islamic jurisprudence. They wrote books dealing with marriage. They wrote books dealing with salah. But they also refuted the people of innovation. These are the people upon the truth. We are balanced. Inshallah ta'ala, we'll leave it at that. And we'll continue with the next poem where he said, Din wadin bi kitabillah wa sunanil lati atat an rasulillahi tanjahu wa tarbahu. Where the Imam rahimahullah ta'ala said, and practice the religion, your deen, with the book of Allah and the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in order for you to be saved and for you to reap the profits and the rewards. Inshallah ta'ala, we'll go and deal with this inshallah the next lesson in defining the definition of sunnah linguistically and the sunnah according to the people of hadith and the people of fiqh and the books of aqidah and the importance of sticking to the sunnah. And that will be the end, inshallah, of the muqaddimah and the introduction to this poem, where we see that the Shaykh, rahimahullah ta'ala, he's generally mentioned how we should believe, yani the foundations of our of where we take our deen from, which is the Book of Allah, the Sunnah of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Ijma', and as Imam Ahmad says, al-qiyas in the durura, analogy if it's needed. And then after that, he brings issues which people have differed with Ahlul Sunnah because they left the rope of Allah. And the first of those issues, inshallah ta'ala, will be the issue about the Quran, that the Quran is not created It's the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From him it began. Inshallah ta'ala, we do that next lesson, bi'idhnillah. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Walhamdulillah bil alameen. Any questions? Call salam. Okay, shukran. Fikum barakallahu.